morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're back. That's Jay, who requested Supertramp for his Triple Play Thursday artist. Triple Play Thursday, man. All right. Welcome back to the show. Steve Grzanich at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. All right. Very interesting guy we're going to talk to here. His cyclist, Kevin Miller, and he has been riding his stationary bike 24 hours a day since February 21st. He's had breaks for short naps and a pit stop, and he's raising money and awareness for 14 different charities, as well as for Handlebars, which is where he's at, and he's located in Naperville. And we wanted to talk to Kevin during a rare break here. Kevin, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
All right, man. How are you holding up?
Trying to. It's tough. You know, it's a couple more days left, so I could power through it.
Okay. All right. Now, well, I understand that you just had a nap. Now, you have like 5-minute breaks that are allowed, correct? But you can save them up so that you can have them at like half an hour, 40 minutes at a time. Is that how it works?
Yes, correct. Yes. Yeah, so every hour I ride, I could accumulate a 5-minute break, but I could save those, yeah, over time. So I primarily just do 4 hours or 6 hours on the bike. So, yeah, I'll get a 20-minute or 30-minute break.
And go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say I did do a longer one. So I did like an 8-hour time, which got me like a 40-minute break. But that was way too long. I don't know if that was necessarily worth it.
Oh, so the break. Okay, well, that's interesting. The break was too long. Was it because your body relaxed too much? Was it tougher to get back on the bike?
Yeah, true. And also I think just being on the bike for that long, I think it just wore me out a little bit more. And
yeah. Now, how do you prepare for something like this? Kevin, how did you train? How did you get ready for this event?
That's the thing, and I didn't really prepare. I didn't really train. I am a cycling instructor, so we're open 7 days a week. And so just from doing the classes, and we'll do 6 classes a day, so I'm pretty much riding all day. I'll do 100, 150 miles. So that was pretty much my training.
So you are also then, while you are attempting to do this 14 days, the 14-day ride to raise money for the charities, and I want to talk about the charities too, you are still doing your cycling classes and your spin classes, correct?
Yes, exactly. Actually, those classes, when I teach it, it helps take my mind off it, and, you know, people enjoy it, and it really just makes that hour go by so much quicker. So once I do it, it's like, okay, that's another hour down. So it's
okay. All right. So by the way, and this is you're doing this at Handlebars in Naperville, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And people can people come down and give you support and cheer you on, because I know that you sometimes you probably need that.
Yeah. No. We pretty much have our doors open from 5:30 in the morning till probably 10, 11 p.m. at night. So
okay. Well, and if it's like around 5:30, if you want to come down, Handlebars is located at 175 West Jackson Avenue in Naperville. And in order for Kevin to finish what he wants to do, he's going to need some support. He's going to need some help. So get out there to Naperville and give him a hand. And Handlebars, tell me about this. This is HandlebarsCycling.com, HandlebarsCyclingGym.com. Tell me about Handlebars, Kevin.
So it's a fairly new business that my girlfriend and I recently opened about 7 weeks ago. We left our corporate jobs to pursue, you know, our dream job, and, you know, we're just trying to make it happen.
So, and how many different classes, how big is it, and how many people do you want to teach? And there are a bunch of different classes available?
Yeah, so we have 6 classes a day. We're open 7 days a week. Our classes are for any skill level. You don't necessarily have to be an expert, or, you know, we have tons of beginners that come in, you know, just want to try to get a new exercise in their routine. So it's, you know, we make them fun and enjoyable for anyone and everyone to enjoy.
Great. That's HandlebarsCyclingGym.com, HandlebarsCyclingGym.com. Now, what are the 14 different charities, or what are some of the charities that you're raising money for while you do this bike ride?
So we're doing some more local charities. So there's a Hesed House located in Aurora. We did the Naperville Humane Society for animals. We just did one last night for Kyle Shines On, which is a good one. We did Relay for Life. And then we're also doing some larger ones, like we did a colon cancer, some Crohn's and colitis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just been so many and so much great support where people come on. And,
Was there a goal, Kevin, as to how much money you wanted to raise?
There necessarily wasn't a goal. We just wanted to, every little bit, helps, so every penny, every dollar, it goes towards a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, we figured, it was better than nothing. It was better than doing what we were doing and, trying to get everyone involved in it.
And people can check out the information about the charities and the event that's happening right now if they go to handlebarscyclinggym.com, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah, we have all the charities listed on our website, and anyone's able to donate online or in our studio in person.
Mm-hmm.
And more information. And yes.
Now, is there a doctor there with you? I would imagine some people are there to keep you healthy and make sure that you're okay. How often are you monitored? How often do they check in on you?
There actually isn't a doctor. there is a couple nurses who are clients who will, sort of check on me, check my blood pressure and everything. But, yeah, there's no doctor. So I'm pretty much on my own.
Now, what are you doing about food, Kevin? I mean, you're on a stationary bike 24 hours a day for 14 days, and you're taking little naps and little rests here. What about food? What do you do for that?
So there's no possible way that I've been able to keep up with the calories. through Saturday, a couple days ago, I was over 43,000 calories burned. But we had a pretty great deal with Chipotle and Jamba Juice, where they would bring in or we would get free meals every day. They would provide me with free meals for every day that I ride. So that's been super nice and super supportive. And also people from local businesses and the local charities have also contributed and brought me like juices and power bars and snacks like that.
Yeah. So now, and do you eat while you're on the bike? Is it like you're just eating a power bar while you're pumping away?
Oh, yeah. And actually anything that's more in a bowl type that I could do with eat with like one hand is, prefer.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I pretty much do everything on the bike. Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen? I must say that I interviewed George Hood a couple of times, Kevin, a couple times while he was on the bike. What have you been told is going to be your recovery process after this? Because this is going to be really, I can't imagine what your legs are going to feel like when you're done with this.
Yeah, no, my legs they're not necessarily that sore overall. I mean, they're definitely tight, where they're definitely slower, but I don't have a lot of physical pains. Things will pop up here and there, but I think definitely just taking it easy and making sure that I get more than a couple hours of sleep a night.
Yeah.
Just taking it easy once I get done with this.
And then, are you going to load up on carbs? Or did you load up on carbs? Was there a lot of bread, a lot of pasta and stuff?
Oh yeah. No, I mean I'm still trying to eat a lot of pasta, but yeah, definitely. Loading up on carbs afterwards, just trying to get some calories back in me and so on. Yeah.
Now, I understand, though, that you have mentioned that you were going to, do some binge-watching of TV and stuff while you were doing this. Have you watched anything that you really love, Kevin? We talked about TV earlier this morning. What have you binge-watched? What have you been entertained by while you're doing this?
So I've tried to get into a couple shows, but really I think just because, I am struggling more, just to try to focus on something that I need, shows or movies that are already, developed. I need, things already happening or, a lot of, moving parts, already in there. So I've been watching a lot of, action movies or, cheesy action movies where, things are already, going and people, are fighting.
You don't have already. You don't have to think too much, Kevin. Stuff blowing up and people shooting guns and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, they're already doing stuff.
Well, listen, Kevin, man, congratulations on this. It's so nice of you to 14 different charities are benefiting this. You can check out all the information at handlebarscyclinggym.com. You're going to be on there. What time do you get off the bike on March 5th, Kev?
March 5th, I'll go the whole day. Our last class is at 3:30 p.m.
So right around after 3:30 p.m. on Saturday is when you'll finally be done.
Yes, correct.
Wow. Well, congratulations. It's a heck of a thing, man. And good luck. I hope everything is okay, and I hope you feel good and you're healthy and everything after it's done. Okay, man?
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're going to get back on the bike right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, good luck. Okay, man?
Thank you so
much. All right. There you go. There's Kevin Miller, man. How about that, Esmeralda?
I couldn't imagine. I like spinning, too, and yeah. I could not imagine going that long. An
14 days.
I've taken 45-minute classes, and I'm freaking out by, like, the half hour.
He did that eight-hour stretch so he could sleep for 40 minutes. That's crazy.
I would think the smaller breaks would be better.
That's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And he's doing what they call the Albert Einstein power nap.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, and eating Chipotle. I just... That
I
was
like
when he said Chipotle,
idea.
I was like, man, you're going to have to take some bathroom breaks a few times.
Well, maybe he's, got protection.
Well, not...
of sorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would have to, too, because his bottom has to just be sitting on those tiny little bicycle seats.
Yeah, he's wearing padded shorts.
He's wearing...
Yeah. No, he's gotta.
I know.
It hurts.
I know. I understand. All right. If you want to check him out, cheer him on. Kevin Miller trying to raise a bunch of money and raise awareness. Handlebars is located at 175 West Jackson Avenue in Naperville. 175 West Jackson Avenue in Naperville. And go on and cheer Kevin on. HandlebarsCyclingGym.com.